The Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, presenting tips for engineers. Once a year, I go onto the campus of George Fox University and meet with a class of senior engineering students. I've got to admit, it's kind of fun. They have an energetic, love of life perspective on things, and up to this point, their future hopes and aspirations have been firmly wrapped around their ability to understand engineering principles that are way beyond me. So why am I there? Simply mastering a subject, whether it's related to an engineering degree, adult MBA education, or anything else, leaves a very critical, career-impacting gap. You see, dozens of times a year, we work with extremely bright engineers who have stalled in their careers. It's not because they aren't really smart people. It's simply that they have a hard time communicating what they know to others, and their personal communication skills are failing to foster trust and believability in them, their company, and their important stories. You see, leadership always requires more of us than simply knowing stuff. It demands we have a keen understanding of not only how to communicate raw information, but also how to motivate, inspire, align, and rally teams towards a goal, something most engineers have little or no training in. In the time we have, let's explore a couple different communication settings for engineering managers, along with some ideas for making the most out of every situation. All right, scenario number one, engineer to engineer. Now, this setting is clearly nirvana for most engineering types. When engineers are communicating with other engineers, there's a much greater acceptance of the details associated with the engineering process. Most other engineers thrive in understanding your explanations, and they will be much more generous with their time so you can get through everything you want to say. They will also frequently have a higher tolerance for more visually complex PowerPoint, but don't make this common mistake. No one can tolerate text that's too small to read or images too complex to discern. No one. Use the 7-second rule. Only put on screen what can be digested in 7 to 8 seconds. Go ahead and discuss the information and then, on a click, build the next layer of complexity. You want to give out more detailed handouts? Perfect. You want to put more complex visuals on screen? Never. Okay, scenario number two, engineers presenting to management. Now, even though a particular engineer's communication style may embrace the need to explain things to the nth degree, management rarely shares your desire, nor has the time it takes for those types of presentations. Failure to adapt your communication style for senior management audiences who simply want high-level explanation can negatively impact your career. I can't tell you how many times we've been brought in to coach with engineers who would bring in 50 slides for an executive committee who only granted them 20 minutes. And worse, when an executive announced, okay, we've got it, the engineer would continue into an even more lengthy explanation. I guess actually listening is not a bad idea either. Being cut off and dismissed creates an ugly impression, so dial back on your expectations. Point one, create a slide deck that addresses high-level detail only while having your validating data close at hand. It makes you look prepared. Even if they want more, you have it. Think in general terms of one slide for every minute or minute and a half. That'll keep you on track. Point number two, keep your visuals clear and intelligible. When they say they understand, move on quickly. Point three, try using the 7-step model to organize your thoughts. Step one, what are the issues that came up during your quarter? Step two, what was the effect it was having on your organization? Step three, what was the need that it created, the need that needed to be addressed? Step four, what was the solution or action steps that you took? Step five, what are the benefits that were realized because of the steps you took? Step six, why you chose that solution over others. This is the differentiation message. And finally, step 7, validate the results you created. For more information on this 7-step approach, check out our podcast on the 7-step persuasive message flow model. Okay, point 4, be prepared to close at any time. That's the nature of presenting to an executive audience. Have a crisp one-slide summary a click away. If it's slide number 20, simply type 20 enter in PowerPoint and you will jump quickly to your summary slide. Remember, presenting to management is never about you giving them a presentation. It's all about them getting it. If you pull off this little maneuver seamlessly, you will look like a pro. All right, the third and final scenario, engineers presenting as leaders. Wouldn't life be so much easier if engineers simply had to communicate facts and data and process information all day long? Informing or educating people is infinitely easier than motivating them and inspiring them and aligning their focus and moving them all towards a common goal. But those are the attributes of a true leader. The book The Leader's Voice identified 4 fatal communication assumptions of leaders, and it certainly applies to those who have engineering backgrounds. First, that people understood what was communicated. Second, that they agreed with what was communicated. Third, that they even cared about what was communicated. And finally, that they were going to take the appropriate action based on what was communicated. Before an engineer moved into the ranks of management, their only consideration may have been for the first, that people actually understood what they were talking about. As a leader, however, the engineer must be equally concerned with steps 2 through 4. And now your performance reviews will have as much to do with your ability to motivate, move, and align people and inspire teams as it will have to do with what you know. This is why many technical managers wash out of management. Along with their command of the factual part of communication, a technical or engineering leader needs an understanding of the relational part of communication. Why? Because facts and data rarely motivate others. Informs? Yes. Motivates? No. As a leader, a new set of leadership communication skills need to be honed. You see, we need to be able to communicate important ideas and information other than through the use of facts and data. Good leaders understand how to use personal stories to make an important point. Facilitate interaction with others' experiences so that they're remembered longer. Maybe leveraging tactile experiences by handing around a product, or understanding the role that symbols play in creating alignment, focus, and motivation towards a goal. Never underestimate the power of a story. People will forget your bullet points, but they will remember your personal stories. It's simply how human beings are wired. Well, that's it. If you are an engineer who has worked your way into management, it's these things that separate true leaders from those who will never lead effectively. And let me give you one very practical tip before you go. If you find yourself presenting to a mixed group of peer engineers and those with a lower tolerance for engineer speak, break up your presentation. Announce when you begin that you'll be dividing your presentation into 2 parts. The first part will be about 10 minutes long and will be a high-level overview of the topic, kind of an executive summary. And at that point, you'll take a brief 2-minute break. If they've got what they were looking for, great, they can feel free to leave. The remaining 40 minutes will do a deeper dive on the topic and will end with 10 minutes of Q&A. Well, management loves you because they got what they needed and could leave. The rest probably are happy because management left the room and they could now go deeper into the topics that they really cared about. That's it for today. For more information on leadership communication, check out our podcast titled Communication Skills for Organizational Leaders. Stay tuned for more presentation tips from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.